The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. How are you doing? I got hit straight in the stomach today by the crisis of competency. Look at this McDonald's burger. Absolutely raw, 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 raw. Like Gordon Ramsay would say, it's raw beef, you donkey. They cooked me raw beef in my quarter pounder, double quarter pounder, smoky version. There is just a little layer of the beef that's kind of browned on the sides, but that is completely raw beef. And I was heating it, and I realized halfway through that, hey, this is raw beef. This reminds me when I was in North Carolina, and I would order a very rare burger, but you're not supposed to do this with frozen burgers from McDonald's. You expect the burger to be cooked at McDonald's. It's one of these small McDonald's outposts in Walmart's. They have totally failed McDonald's at maintaining the quality in these little outposts. They have totally failed at having employees that are as competent as in a separate restaurant. They really don't work seriously. And you can see it just looking at the employees how serious a McDonald's will be. And yeah, so I found myself, I still ate it because I want to experience everything that life has to offer, including if I have to be sick from a McDo burger, I want to see it. Lendal Guntram says, must have been a totally new by cook or very low IQ. Well, that's the problem. And isn't that the whole crisis of competency? This made me realize, I thought about spectacular things like the crisis of competency will result in planes falling from the sky. But I think there are also these very little things everywhere in our life. Life will become, it will suck. Life sucks everywhere. And you can't get a cook at a McDo. And McDonald's has all of these rules. Like, you cannot fail. Because they time the cooking. It's always the same plate, always the same cooking. All the McDo's in the world, they follow the same instructions. You're supposed to be able to have a consistent production of cooked burger at McDonald's. Speaker Mike Johnson has removed Representative Thomas Massey from the Rules Committee. And someone was asking, but why? A reminder that Thomas Massey is the only politician out there who is critical of the fact that people have APAC handlers, literally Jews just supervising from above the shoulder our politicians. And Thomas Massey is the only one who has come out and said, hey, that's bad practice. Why do we have literally Israelis coaching each of our politicians? These handlers, handler culture has to go, because that's one of the things that messes with American politics and that made it impossible for the will of the people to ever express itself. Because obviously, if you have an handler that is so onto you that he's every time you make a decision, he's there to give you the Jew's opinion on it, you end up forgetting about everything else. I mean, it's just cognitive spam at this point. Nothing Thomas says, Jeff, I worked at McDonald's as a teenager. You have to make a genuine effort to undercook the patties as the grill will not release the burger ahead of time. Ah, interesting. I was sure. I know that McDonald's has these super strict rules and that it's basically impossible to fail. Like, even the fries, they have a chronometers for the fries. It's like, beep, 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 fries are ready. But yeah, I think, you know what? I think they may have speeded up because precisely they were flooded with too many orders. Because this order came uncooked and there were five people in front of me waiting for their order and it's been taking a while. So I think that they may have overridden the AI. Are you sure you want to release the burger? Yes. Are you really sure you want to release the burger? It's not cooked. Yes, I want to. I confirm. You know, as they do in 2001 Odyssey. Space Odyssey. Aeon sends $10. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, I hope you're doing well, JF. It's truly a blessing to learn from you while I am still relatively young. Oh yeah, I've gone through so much things in life. I can help the youth, and I sell my knowledge right here for super chats for the rest of my life. What a privilege it is to be speaking to you guys. My girlfriend is gone. My girlfriend is still with me, still in the couple, but she's gone from the home for a while. You know, we are traveling to see each other, and so sometimes we have to go back to our hometowns. Yeah, it is, you know, no matter how much you love a woman and how much she is a perfect wife for me, and she is extremely beautiful, it still is a relief. No matter how much love there is, it still is a relief to be alone, to be able to enjoy time doing math. I am in pain. My posture is in pain. My postural muscles. I'm too old to handle these young energetic fans. I'm not built for this. Ty Rogerson says, amen. Yes, there is nothing like, you know, being a man and being alone and enjoying time without anything, without the female mind around you, really, because in the end, it's a female mind, no matter how wonderful she is and great she is, it's still a female mind. The female mind is, Ty Rogerson says, unbroken blocks of time. Yes, unbroken blocks of time, because when the female mind is around you, there is always something coming up. There is always some demand, and really, I enjoy time with a notebook and a pencil, and I start doing equations, and I don't get interrupted. That is really great. Raised Fist says, I hope she's not watching the show. I'm sure she is, but it's not bad against her. It's just there is such a thing as the need for a male mind to be alone. Gray says, random question. Have you seen the term GM, global majority, being used for non-whites? It seems to be the new politically correct term as of this week. I've not seen the term used anywhere. I've said for a long time that, hey, white people are a minority in the world. And the corollary of this is that, yes, non-whites are therefore the global majority. Shrink Mama sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, I was talking to the Chinese guy at the gym. He's going to Taiwan/China around the same time I'm going to Taiwan. He told me if it fails with this woman, he can hook me up with a quality woman from Shanghai. Okay, gym bros. Chinese gym bros passing on some good wife material from China. Okay, I guess try it. It's worth trying, I guess. People have made a montage of all the politician women going through the Trump appointee, Pete exec. Look at this. Pete exec must have felt the need for the male mind to be alone after these speeches. Yeah, it's kind of a bitchy attitude. You know, these politicians, haven't you made the audit for trans people? Can we talk about great things rather than just concern trolling? Because that's what it is. You get concern trolling from these female politicians. Candace Owens is positive today. She says, we are winning. We figured out the game of the scribes and Pharisees, propaganda and slander. No one is listening to them anymore, and they're angry. Now they want censorship because they can't win on the basis of their IDs. Yeah, that's it. That is great. That is truly a good observation, and it's what I've dreamed for the world. The reason I self-canceled in my life is that I wanted it to be so common for people to be canceled that cancel culture would have no meaning anymore. And I think we're kind of getting there. I would join Candace Owen in some sort of enthusiasm, although maybe in declaring victory now, I think she doesn't fully understand that there will be backlash. And in fact, there is already backlash. It would seem that Elon Musk has given up the idea of a free X, of a free speech X, with all the accounts suspended, and it would seem that these people have been targeted specifically as part of a crackdown on anti-Zionism and gripers. And so I'd be careful. I don't know that we won yet, but yeah, that would be the place I want to be, is a future in which you can wear your cancellation as a medal of honor. Richard Spencer says, California and the collapse of complex societies. He has an interesting take on California. And yes, I think it's what we may see. Too much parasitism. Society, you know, gets parasitized by people who want jobs but don't deserve them. And you end up having situations like California where whose responsibility is it that the fire is caught? Is it the mismanagement of the forest? I saw that there was someone on, what was it, Bill Maher, I think, who was mocking internet experts of fires. But look, I'm not an internet expert, because he says, oh, they're in their underwear, and they comment on how California could have done better. Look, I'm not even an expert on fire, and I don't claim to be, but even I saw the wrongness of the California management of its forest 5 years ago, and I was talking about these things on stream, just on a satellite. Take Google Map, look at the east of the U.S., look at California. There is a different way of building society. California goes around trees. California tries to save all of this nature and, in fact, tries to impose the presence of certain elements of nature on people's private lands. So you end up from a satellite imaging perspective, you can see it already. You can see it immediately. And I've said this 5 years ago, so it's not after the fact of the fires. These fires have been repeatedly happening. They've been repeatedly destroying residential areas, and the reasons for it have already been exposed and are known. It's barely the fault of the arsonist, really. It's one, you know, I'm not a soft on crime guy. I think you should go hard on any sort of arson. But in this particular instance, it's barely the consequences of the arsonist's actions are actually quite detached from his intent. I don't think he went and said, I'm going to light this can of gasoline because I want to burn the whole of Malibu. No, I don't think that's how it works. I think you are so responsible in your management of forest that this arsonist was able to destroy Malibu. Shamrock Shake says, sadly, the environment departments are accepting ideologues into the programs. People that understand nature and forest / land management tend to be right-leaning white. Absolutely. These education programs are absolutely, well, you're talking about the department, but I've seen how these people are educated at the university level, because one of my early girlfriends was a geographer, and man, it's absolute propaganda. They don't even hide it in their homework. They're like, write a text about how it's climate change. Write a text accusing climate change of something. And I'm like, what? So I couldn't write a text about how it's not climate change? No. The assignment is write a text about how it's climate change, always. I couldn't believe the homeworks that she was bringing. It was like so obvious. But yeah, I think there is complex systems, they rely on all sorts of parts that we don't know of. Like, you can build a white society, industrialize it, everything works, it's beautiful. Now, just remove a little block from this Tonga Tower, and everything falls. And that little block may just be honorable, well-intended white men. If you remove them from the tower, if you just kick them out or you make them feel like it's not their place, it's very possible that white men are withdrawing. Not only are they being kicked out because of affirmative action, but they are also seeing the affirmative action and saying, I won't even apply, I won't even bother, I won't even get involved in environment departments or whatever, because I have no chance to be hired. So you have a slow grind, removing the basic piece of the tower of complexity of civilization. And I think we are bound to find out within the next 100 years the consequences of this. How are these societies going to work with the white man drinking beer in his trailer park? I can't wait to see it. I actually will enjoy the fall. Nicolas Fuentes says, woke DEI, giving white people's jobs to brown people. Colorblind meritocracy, giving white people's jobs to brown people. That is very well said, and it is true. From the output perspective, all of those people who are critical of the woke, but they kind of fall within the category of classical liberals or center-left or even center-right, and they talk about colorblind meritocracy, even Trump, under Trump, the minorities, the non-whites, have been the only beneficiary of the job boom. So to the extent that there is a Trump job boom from 2016 to 2020, it was only to the benefit of non-whites. And so that's a lot of people claiming to fight the wokes, but who are, in essence, repeating the exact same output, which is, at the end, it's all about giving white people's jobs to brown people. And you see Elon Musk doing it right now with the H-1B stuff. John Drake says, definitely this is why the military can't meet its recruiting requirements. Exactly. So that's why I'm happy that there will be a withdrawal of the white men. Because there are times of civilization where... And some people are criticizing me for this, the kind of fascist whites who think we can take back our nation, and they're like, Jeff, you're blackpilling, Jeff. It's the responsibility of men to take care of the whole of society. No, there are times where society must be left to fall down the barrel and to reach the bottom of it. And there are times where it's time for the white man to drink beer in a trailer park. And that time has come, my friends. Ty Rogerson says they're already grandfathered in affirmative action as a valid concept, even though they'd be against if it was labeled woke. The purpose of the system is what it does. Absolutely. Nicolas Fuentes comments on the Gaza ceasefire. Gaza ceasefire was needed a year ago. The situation has changed. Hezbollah is routed. Assad has fallen. And the Israelis are itching to strike Iran. The real danger of Trump's second term is and always has been a war with Iran. Gaza was decimated long ago. I didn't know what to think about this Gaza ceasefire, because first, weren't we in kind of a ceasefire in effect? I mean, there wasn't massive advancements of the Israelis. It was a very calm situation compared to a few months ago. And so I was like, why is there such noise around a ceasefire? What does this ceasefire even mean? I'm not sure. It means that perhaps Trump is is trying to score the idea that even not being a president yet, he already has an impact on geopolitics. Probably it's an indication that anyways, Netanyahu has already done everything he wanted to do in Gaza. So the ceasefire comes at a meaningless time point where Gaza is rebels. So there's no cost for Netanyahu to accept the ceasefire. And it's probably also a redirection so that when Trump arrives as a president, Netanyahu can go on another front, perhaps even starting to strike within Iran. James says, this is a meta comment from Fuentes because he is the diversity hire of the white nationalist. I say it in jest. That's a good one. That's a good one. Interesting. Interesting perspective. Look at what happens with people trying to fish when they have these HOA, homeowner agreements. So those are contracts that bind people who all buy homes from a kind of little village or a little place where lots of homes have been built. And they enter into a HOA. Now look at what the HOA member calling the cops to try to apply his HOA rules.
I have a resident, or he says he's a resident, that he won't tell me his name, and he's being belligerent. And
I'm not being belligerent. I'm talking nicely to you, just like you are.
Not wanting to obey our HOA rules. I'm down at the pond speaking to him now.
Where did you even come
from? I'm at the pond. Location of the crime, the pond.
Do you have a cell number for Brad? Well, I think they're already coming, because I think the neighbors that alerted me to it have already called them, but I'm not 100% sure.
It's probably the same one.
If he's truly a resident, then he's not trespassing, right? But he won't give me his name or who he is.
Because you just threatened to fine me if I gave you my name.
And
so you're going to make up some rules.
To do about it.
Let's see what happens.
He won't listen to the rules.
What's the penalty for practicing with my brand new fly rod in the town, in our neighborhood's lake that I pay for?
So there's a neighborhood lake. Yeah, that's the HOA guy, presumably the guy trying to fish or just practicing with his new rod is the one filming.
If you have it, would you give me a call?
Yeah, what's that fine?
Or just text it to me.
Okay,
Thanks.
Yeah, what's that fine?
Don't know. We've never had to fine anyone because no one else has been as belligerent.
Yeah, I'm not being belligerent. You came up and bothered me while I was practicing.
You're being belligerent because you have a fishing rod.
Do you understand that this lot that this sits on is owned by the HOA and mm-hmm. the board?
That I pay for?
The board.
That I pay for.
Yeah, you pay your dues, assuming you won't tell me, so I can't say for sure, right?
If you haven't figured out by now, you're pretty dense.
I'm sorry, I don't pay attention. You've said you've come to board meetings. I've never seen.
I never said I came to board meetings. I said I came to a board meeting.
You record, okay, when?
A long time ago. Nope.
Okay, so this is, I'm trying to explain to you.
I understand.
We decided this year that we can't have
I understand that perfectly.
We don't know whether someone is
but
just practicing
I'm not
or whatever.
Fishing. And I've just told you that, and you're still insisting on calling the police on me, and is still looking to harass me. Did you ever heard of fisherman harassment, too?
No, never heard of it.
That's a
Sorry.
Public...
Fisherman harassment. A public Ohio...
Ohio law. If you harass a fisherman, that's against the law.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I
suggest...
Oh, my God. But do you benefit from fisherman protection against fisherman harassment if you are not fishing? Do you need to be fishing to be a fisherman? That is the question here. Because here we have a tension between the HOA that says you can't fish in the pond. And then you have the Ohio law that says you can't harass a fisherman. But was he a fisherman? If he was just practicing. Shamrock Shake says, boomers trying to hold on to power as their countries die. These people are parasitizing the whole nation, and you have to live away from these people. That is what I found in life. You have to move away. You have to move away because the vast majority of normies are okay with this, or they are complicit in it in some form. I don't know. Do they dislike this kind of behavior inside, but they won't talk about it? I don't know. But through their inaction, the normies are complicit in this form of hyper rule making, which eventually make it so that you can't even do what you want on your own land. Was he in Ohio, says Cosmic Nut. That he would have to prove that he was in Ohio at the time of the fisherman harassment. He would have to prove that he is in Ohio. TikTok plans to shut down its U.S. app Sunday. That is so sad. So sad because the U.S. is kind of... I understand it from a control perspective. Of course, the U.S. is saying... you're not going to be successful on our market. But that is also sending a message without being in the U.S., without being founded in the U.S. That is also sending a message to future innovators, however. And it's saying, we're going to cheat the rules of the market. If you win and you're outside the U.S., we will punish you. And eventually, it might deprive the U.S. of certain innovations. I do hope that centers of internet like Silicon Valley develop outside the U.S. because we'll simply know that you can't succeed in the U.S. if you're outside the U.S., so we have to develop our own alternative Silicon Valleys. It doesn't have to be in a single place. There could be some in Europe. There could be some in Canada. Richard Spencer says, quick thoughts on the Gaza ceasefire and what Trump will have more problems with his friends than with his enemies. He's talking about the Adelson buyout, basically, of the Trump campaign. And he asks the question of what did they buy out? To what extent have they committed Trump down a line of full Israeli support? And what will he have to support as part of this? That is the big question of the Trump presidency. Always when you have these people around Trump, they always soften him up. See, Trump's AG nominee Pam Bondi will advise Trump to wait January 6th pardons on a case-by-case basis, not blanket pardons. So it's always softer. It's always Trump comes out and says, oh yeah, we'll pardon almost everyone. And you have the parasites around Trump that are like, well, you know, maybe you should study it case-by-case basis. The thing is, these January 6th convictions were all obtained under such ridiculous political persecutory beliefs and system that I would even free someone who's been found to do some minor physical damage, you know, because at some point you have to punish justice also. When justice goes wrong, when justice goes abusive, when it goes political, you have to say, all right, well, we're even the guy who hurt this guy, or even the guy who committed some vandalism, we're even going to free them. The old one too says HOAs are terrible, but they have their uses. They help keep doctors, students, engineers, and youths out of the neighborhood. Is there a problem in having engineers and doctors in your neighborhood? Trump envoy swayed Netanyahu more in one meeting than Biden did all year on Gaza peace. So people are arguing about who the credit comes to in case of the Gaza ceasefire. Was it because of Biden? Was it because of Trump? A journalist asked Biden, and Biden answered, are you kidding me? But yeah, I think there is a serious case to be made that it's the Trump arrival that causes this, but I still don't know if that causing makes sense. I don't know if it's a good news. So I certainly credit Trump partly for what happened, but I don't know if it's a good news because I don't know what this ceasefire really is. Is it a joke? Is it Netanyahu trying to refocus somewhere else? Is it Netanyahu just trying to get a break for 1 or 2 weeks and then he's going to violate the ceasefire by himself? Because we don't know exactly what the ceasefire will actually do and what it's actually being entered for. I don't know if the credit is a negative one or a positive one. This clip has done irreparable damage to the DEI cause. It is breaking through to normies, says End Wokeness. And yeah, this has been memeing a lot, but it's those supposed female firefighters. And you have it right there. Right there you have the reason why our societies are due to crumble. And it's the removal of this one important piece.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little...
Black people are 17% of the population in the U.S. If you put black firemen or black firewomen, they don't look like most people, and most people don't look like them. So what's this idea that the left has that, oh yeah, you need to see people who look like you? Yeah, I'm a transgender, half black, half Australian, non-binary. I need to see someone like this come to extinguish my fire.
A little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
This is this is what has been memeing a lot. He has put himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire. It's this whole dismissive, dismissive, fabulous attitude that LGBT people often have. This kind of snarkiness. Huh. He's done the wrong thing, and so I'm not going to save him. And, you know, the word husband here is very, very meaningful. it's rooted in anti-heterosexuality. So the husband, it is suggested that it is a heterosexual husband, a white heterosexual husband who somehow found himself as a fireman in a fire, acted honorably, did the right thing to try to save maybe one more life, and his firewoman colleague is saying, oh, you got in the wrong spot, I'm not gonna save you, I'm not gonna carry you. This captures so much of the current societal context, the snark of the LGBT attitude, the anti-heterosexuality, the anti-whiteness, the anti-maleness. And I would recommend to men, don't get involved in being a firefighter anymore. Let's see how firefighting becomes in 10, 20 years from now. In 10, 20 years from now, without men, without white men. Tillman says, Jeff, that clip is from a TV show. The people in the video are actors. Well, whether it was actor or not, it's certainly not parody. It's certainly not, they're not mocking this view. Whether she's a true firewoman or whether she's an actor paid by the firewoman department, I don't care. This was definitely a message put out to put forward a political perspective by the fire department or by whoever was putting it out. And so I don't care if they hired an actress to play the firewoman as part of it. What matters is the message here. The message is, we don't care. We don't care about your heroism. And in fact, we're currently replacing heroic society with people who will all care for themselves. And when everyone cares for themselves, there's nothing good, nothing heroic that happens. John Drake says, nobody could get caught in the wrong spot by a fire. That never happened. Yeah, that is a very weird thing, because fires can be surprising. Sometimes you can take a risky decision to try to save a life. It can put you in trouble because the roof falls or something. It's like, yeah, people end up in bad spots in a fire, not because of their incompetence, but very often because of their surplus of heroism. My father was a hero firefighter. My father was one of the proudest moments of his life was the time he got featured on the Journal de Montréal first page, because he went into a fire to save a little, maybe 9-year-old girl. And her parents had let her inside, and because they exited in urgency as the fire caught their house. And somehow she was stuck inside, and my father went into the house. You know, my father would be exactly the kind of person left to burn by this woman. But back in the days of my father being a firefighter, there was no lesbian fire department people. So my father went in, saved the little girl, brought her out. He went in without his mask because there was no time. And then he was allowed to go see, he received some kind of medal or something, and he was allowed to go see her in the hospital as she was recovering. And the picture of them together made it to the first page of the national newspaper in Montreal. Yeah, that was one of the things that he kept mentioning before dying, that he was happy he had done this, and he was happy of the results of his heroism that day. The Project Groip suspension was wrong, so they had to update the TOS. Wow. Yes, I noticed this. I noticed that there was a X TOS update, and when I saw what they were updating, I was like, clearly this is a change of rule. Because X realized that their banning of Project Groip was borderline fraudulent, because people are paying. People are paying to get the check mark. And of course, we, the little people at the bottom of society, we are paying $8, $10 for a check mark. Okay. But the golden check mark costs something like $1,000 per month. So Project Groip must have been paying $1,000 or even more to have this golden check mark. And he got denied by Elon. And now the TOS update says we reserve the right to refuse paid services, transactions, or to cancel or discontinue the sale or use of a paid service in our sole discretion. And I think that the only solution to this, which is already the case in Canada, but it's not in the US, we need to have a federal guarantee of non-discrimination against political opinion. Not that you can go in any place, yell any political opinion, but that if you're in the business of free speech, if you're in the business of speech, you're in the business of operating an online open platform to everyone on the internet, you should, by default, adhere to the First Amendment, and you should be bound by the First Amendment and let everything that's First Amendment protected be said. And you should also not be able to refuse a paid service to someone because of their politics, or else we don't have a free market, we don't have a fair marketplace of ideas, and the speech of other people is purchasable. And that is totally against the spirit of the First Amendment, although the First Amendment was worded bizarrely around just acts of Congress. It should have been larger. It should have been the case that the whole corporate system is bound by the First Amendment. Clyde says, I dated a girl in Toronto who owned a large house and rented the basement out to two lesbians. She always had the funniest stories to tell about them, in addition to the constant physical assaults between them. Oh yeah, physical violence in lesbian couples is quite something. Quite high, quite high. I remember in my hometown, there was a lesbian police, I believe. She had a gun for some reason, and her whole relationship ended up with the gun being used. I remember this. This was the only couple of lesbian that we knew of when I was a kid that we knew existed. And yeah, it ends in violence because look, you have imagine having the female mind and male testosterone levels. This is the dangerous cocktail, because the female mind is histrionic and makes drama about everything and is fucking deluded. Boost this with testosterone and a drive for creativity and violence, and you get a bad mix. Really, the fact that men aren't too violent, and you know, there are lots of people like me who are absolute pacifists, that's because we have self-control. But remove that self-control and insert instead a female histrionic mind, and you're going to get massive acts of violence. That is what you get in lesbian couples. Let's see how New York is doing. Seen in the New York metro, a black woman practicing blowjobs. It's like the fisherman guy. She is not doing an actual blowjob. She is just practicing on a white rubber penis. Well, New York as a brand, ladies and gentlemen, the blowjob practice. The way she looks at the person filming, it's like, what the fuck are you filming? You're filming me while I practice my blowjobs? Why is she practicing on a white penis? Is it because white people have more money to hire these prostitutes? Is she trying to expand her market? White Knight says, what on earth happened? Someone owes me an explanation. Apparently, Make Europa Snow has been suspended from Twitter. That is a very sad thing, because this was an account that was promoting beautiful pictures, if I remember correctly, beautiful pictures of beautiful white people and white families, and they have now been banned. So we are back to the era of 2016, 2017, when the censorship was just slowly starting. And it seems that Elon is deluding himself into thinking, oh, we're just going to kick the very worst. That sucks, really, because there's no end to this. In the end, the departments that you create that make these decisions, they will eventually find problems with other accounts. And they will be asked by pressure agents and by the market, hey, can we ban a little more people? If you ban a little more people, maybe I'm going to buy advertising. LA County Inferno expected to top $250 billion in losses a week after a devastating inferno leveled large swaths of Pacific Palisades and Altadena. Los Angeles County remained under a severe fire threat. Economic loss estimates between $250 billion and $275 billion. Extreme costs that are likely not fully repairable by insurance reserves. Even considering the fact that insurance companies had already canceled many policies. John Drake says, how could you justify having your children on the New York subway system? Oh my goodness, move already. I don't think there's much children. When you go into a subway of a main city, you don't see many children. And it's kind of surprising. But I think people of the city, even if they want to self-deceive about the degenerate places they live in, I think they kind of have a subconscious understanding that this is not a correct place for children. Which is why when you see children in the city, they are children of minorities, or they are children of a specific type, like Jews or rich white people, and they are truly very segregated. They are very segregated from most of the city, and they rarely need the metro. Really, the metro is a means of transportation for people who have fully abandoned a life dependent on the system, on the city. I mean, you don't even have a way to run errands or to drive to a certain place. You really have to follow the lines determined by the city. DK Shadow says, yeah, I don't see much children whenever I see videos of the subway. Yeah, subway is bizarre. I've used the subway in Montreal when I was a student and a young worker. It's really a place for professionals, and it's a weird place to be. Transgender girl was stabbed 9 times at a roller skating party in revenge for lying about her gender before performing a sex act on a boy. Court hears. That is some kind of Daily Mail article that someone shared on the regular chat. So she lied about her gender. Okay, so this is a transgender who presents as a female, performs a blowjob on a boy, and now she gets stabbed because now the boy realizes that he has just got engaged in a homosexual sex act. I don't believe that the stabbing is justified, but I do believe it is a deception. If you don't reveal that you are a male and you engage in sex, I do believe that it is deceptive indeed, and that there is harm, that it is a form of rape. Professors say Trump's policies could exacerbate wildfires. We well know Trump does not accept the science of climate change and the reality of climate change. Look, you're not going to fix the California wildfires by trying to fix climate change. This is way too long-term of a concern, climate change, for it to explain the current situation in California. If it was climate change in and of itself without any California-specific factor, you would get fires everywhere else. There is really a problem with how California manages itself. I don't think President Trump will exacerbate the wildfires. You are standing there in your reserve of carbon, not caring for your forest, not chopping the trees down. And you're complaining that, oh, the heat is increasing, therefore my reserve of carbon will light up. Well, yeah, how about you stop accumulating carbon to a self-destructive point? How about you make it so that even a little more heat caused by Trump will not burn your cities down? Animus Uprising sends $10. Thank you so much. He says, Jeff, I understand the logic that AI and TRP are separate, but humans are totally stupid. So doesn't more pro-tech acceptance mean stupid humans select for more pro-technology, therefore increasing the likelihood of accepting TRP-embedded technology? Primitivism seems better than trying to embed with TRP. I fully agree with this. When I do the distinction between non-genetic AI and genetic AI, it's for people to understand. The theory of phenotypic revolution, it's a scientific theory, and it relies on certain factors that AI in and of itself doesn't meet. However, I have, let's try to find it here. I have already written very much in line with what you are mentioning here. Let's see. Can I find the content link? So my message to humans on gene editing lays out exactly what you've been laying out here. I've published this on the blockchain 28th day of March 2023, published on Bitcoin blockchain forever, will be carried into the future of humanity. And here's where I say something along the lines of what you've mentioned. Although you may not realize it, you have been selected to be attracted to technological enhancement. The reason you are alive today is that your ancestors, one generation after the other, chose to adopt technological developments to enhance themselves, which led them to more successful and productive lives. This eventually helped them outbreed and outcompete the other humans, those who entertain doubts about these technologies. As a survivor of the selection process, you likely bear the genes that make you more likely to succumb to the pressures aforementioned. The first thing you must come to grips with is that you and your ancestors have been engaged in a genocide. You exist today because other people, other human ways of living, have been eradicated from the earth. For any change that affects human civilization, it is always the case that some other path could have been adopted. Those paths not taken have often been adopted by a fraction of the human population, until the relentless deprivation of resources by the others eventually led to their death, displacement, or reduced reproduction. We could have not discovered fire, in which case we might be primates with larger jaws. We could not have invented engines, and in which case we might live more isolated lives. We could have not invented computers, in which case our social lives might still be led in the proximity of others. And indeed, some humans have rejected each of these technologies, only to eventually be replaced by humans who would not reject them. I am not asking you to reject any of these technologies, nor to reject technology as a whole. I am asking you to consider the possibility that gene editing was a unique technology, with unique dangers, existential ones. Gene editing is fundamentally different from all other technologies in that it has struck at the heart of what made us humans. It started slowly chipping at us, one generation after the next, at a time scale that was outside of our ability to care. By the time you read this, it might have become impossible for me to properly communicate what it was like in my time to be human in a way that you would understand, let alone empathize with. I can only hope that you can understand enough of the warnings in this letter in your own way. Faced with an accurate prediction of the calamity you are undergoing, I hope you can choose a different direction for yourself and for humanity going forward. So, yes, selection of technology loving is happening in society. It's been happening forever since the invention of fire, at least, and perhaps before that. Unfortunately, we are in this very sad situation where technology has almost always been good to an extent. Or there may be a little technology here and there that we left behind that weren't good IDs, VHS, whatever. But most of the time, being technophile, being a technophile has been rewarding for men. And that is, it's been rewarding so much and for so long that we have people just, I fucking love science. And it's, these people are just headed like a flock to their own suicide. It's the sad situation of the revolutionary phenotype. That is, unfortunately, it's like people have been turned into beta technology lovers. And they fucking love science, and to the point of trying to inject you with their vaccines that hasn't been proven safe. That is the state of the world. That is the society we live in. Animus Uprising says, Jeff, so then aren't you saying that you and all of us are those humans that must inevitably be selected out? Because then TRP is as inevitable as the invention of fire, as unavoidable as anything else. Well, what I write is no. We could have been without fire. We could have chosen that path. And we can choose the path without genetic editing. I am convinced that we could. The question whether it will happen. Of course, in my book, I say most likely people will self-destroy with this technology. Most likely, the voices of people like me will not be heard. Most likely, people will just be too enthusiastic about the short-term gains and not enough careful about my long-term warning. But you can deprive yourself of anything, really, any of these technologies. You could have chosen for humanity to not go into houses, and we would be wild living in the jungle, and society would be much less complex, and there would be all sorts of things and conveniences that we would not benefit from. But that choice is doable. It's absolutely doable. And if you look at society and at what we are today, and you can't say, hey, I'm satisfied by this. I don't need that extra step. I don't need the living up to 250 years old or never having Alzheimer's or eradicating this cancer or that cancer. If you can't do this, then you are stuck in a forever loop of eventually finding the one technology that will destroy you. And that technology is genetic editing by AI. That's the revolution, the revelation of the revolutionary phenotype. There's a sentence I wanted to start the book with, but I ended up removing. Because I thought when you begin the book, that sentence, it may be hard to understand if you haven't read the book. So I removed it. But The initial sentence I had written for the first sentence of the book, PRP, was, the moral systems of a life form get finally tested when that life form shows its ability or inability to choose its own existence over comfort. There is a trade-off in existence. This is what I found. There is a trade-off in the choice of existence. By definition, choosing to exist is choosing pain. Because if you eliminate life, there's no more pain. If you eliminate yourself, there's no more pain. So someone who may be too biased against pain may eventually be a danger for humanity and maybe a danger for themselves. That's kind of what you have in the phenomenon of suicide. It's someone who's suffering too much negative emotions and saying, well, negative emotions are too negative, I want to die. And I found in my debates, in my written comments to Sam Harris, when I was thinking, like, Sam Harris moral landscape doesn't make sense. We can't make decisions for optimizing the well-being of conscious creatures, or we shouldn't. And one of the arguments I found is that there is a conflict between existence and experience. There is ultimately a conflict between the choice of, do I create a new mind in the world? And does this mind experience happiness or not happiness or sadness? Because I can spam the world with more babies. If I spam the world with 3 million babies, they will have a certain level of happiness, a certain level of sadness. If I spam the world with overpopulating the world with 7 billion babies or 50 billion babies, perhaps their quality of life will be reduced, but then I will have more mind. And what doesn't work in this project of Sam Harris of let's choose the world in which people are the most happy or people are the most well-being of conscious creatures. What doesn't work here is I don't have a conversion unit or number of minds versus amounts of happiness. In the kind of the ultimate philosophical case is, what if I create one mind that is extremely, extremely happy, like euphorically drugged on heroin levels of happy? And I create that one mind. Have I not increased the average happiness? In fact, I should kill all of the other people. All of the other people are diminishing my average happiness because this one mind is the most happy. And so I improve the world by killing everyone and creating just one mind into a supercomputer, making that mind super, super, super happy. And conversely, in this project of making the world more and more happy, a woman comes to me and she is bearing a baby, but she's poor. And the baby will have kind of a tough life. And I'm like, oh, well, you have to abort your baby. I've made the calculation by Sam Harris' moral landscape. Your baby will, on average, make the world sadder. Is it a morally justifiable position for her to say, fuck your moral landscape, bitch. I'm giving birth to the baby. Fuck you. Yes, it is totally a morally justifiable position. But then I thought, it's not morally justifiable by the standard of Sam Harris. Because Sam Harris says the only thing that matters is the well-being of conscious creatures. And so there must be an argument by which something else matters, Sam. And that something else is existence. It's the choice of existence. It's the choice of saying, even if you were to submit me or my children to enormous amounts of suffering, I still choose existence. I choose a revolt against sadness. I will endure all of the suffering that you've put aside for me. And I don't care if it diminishes your average happiness in your calculation. I choose existence. That's the biological existentialist choice that we must make against the RP. That's my point, and that's my answer to your super chat and follow-up question. So that is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being here. I have a couple of things on the schedule. Tomorrow will be the private Patreon hangout. Private Patreon hangout tomorrow, Thursday, at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I might not have a regular show. I might just do the Patreon hangout. So join us on Patreon or Subscribestar at the $20 level if you'd like to get the link tomorrow. I think we'll do a private show without a regular show. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow for those who are donating at the $20 level on Subscribestar and Patreon. Bye-bye.